Jesus said, stop being afraid. Keep living in faith. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be with you today. Seldom am I in churches with like two or three clocks, all pointed towards the preacher. So I've got the word. It's analog and digital, in case there can be any dispute. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, stop being afraid. Keep living in faith. Praise the Lord. These are encouraging words to us. Now, before I get into my sermon, however, I feel the need to amplify what Father Owen had talked about 2 weeks ago in Genesis chapter 3. Amen. Because in the Brown Letter Study Bible, which highlights in Scripture all the verses that literally and allegorically refer to chocolate, of which there are lots. Okay. In Genesis chapter 3, we find that all the fruit in the garden is chocolate or caramel covered. Alright. And so I would hold that the fruit that tempts Eve is like a Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory apple, drizzled with chocolate, dark chocolate and white chocolate and a little bit of caramel thrown in. He quite rightly motioned to fig as being the fruit. Of course, though, in the garden, that fig is dark chocolate covered. Amen. So the fruit that we eat today, well, and what happens when sin enters the garden is all the chocolate and caramel drip off. So the fruit that we eat today is fruit in its unredeemed state. Amen. But it can be restored. It can be restored. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I just thought I'd amplify that in case there was misunderstanding about what Father Owen talked about last week. I thought he did a pretty good job otherwise on that. Just a little amplification. Jesus says to the people, he said last week to the disciples, he says today to Jairus in a moment of utter despair, okay, stop being afraid and live in truth. Believe. Now, in these last 2 weeks, Mark has put together four miracles of transformation in which Jesus is involved. And of course, the crowds are pressing in against Jesus as he moves from one side of the Sea of Galilee to the other. He even goes into Gentile territory last week. You may not have read that extended part of the gospel last week, probably because Father Chuck probably wouldn't have had enough time to get to that part of the gospel, okay? Because I noticed the clocks are still out and working hard. However, Jesus crosses, goes into Gentile territory, and there's a man full of demons who runs to him and implores his help. The disciples last week were in the boat on the Sea of Galilee, and all of a sudden, the storm comes up. It's dark now. The wind is blowing. The waves are rolling. And Jesus is sleeping? And so the disciples run to Jesus. And he basically says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Live in faith. Live in faith. Jesus, where are you? Why aren't you awake? Why haven't you come to our aid? Jesus says, stop being afraid. Live in faith. Amen. And he wants us to do the same. Now, so today we continue with the longest stories in Mark that Mark's relating to us. Very Markan way, we have one healing sandwiched inside of another healing. Okay. Jesus is transforming lives. People are seeking him out. Jairus, whose daughter lies dying, and he knows it, comes as a last resort to Jesus and kneels at his feet and implores him, "Come, teacher, come to my house. My daughter is dying, and we need you." A righteous prayer, a good purpose, and Jesus takes off with Jairus right away, not even saying anything. He just goes with Jairus right away. And then in the midst of his going, there is a woman who has had an issue of blood for 12 years. Now, the issue of blood, remember, keeps her apart from the community of faith, right? One of the parishioners this morning reminded me of this issue. She is apart from the community of faith. And so she has fear moving in amongst the people, but she is determined. I know that if I can get close to Jesus, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. So she tries and goes to do just that. Now, you'll remember that Jesus has got all kinds of garments on. And in fact, much like this stole, he has a prayer shawl on. And it has little fringes on it, just like this stole. And somebody just brushing against that, touching it lightly, would not necessarily call attention to what's happened. But when that happens, when her faith meets Jesus, when her trust in Jesus zero in and she's there, she knows something has happened. And Jesus knows something had happened. And he says, "Who was that?" And the disciples say, "Lord, there's all kinds of people around you, brushing you. You know, this is a busy marketplace. We have no idea what you're talking about." But the woman, still in fear, knows what has happened and goes ahead and says, "Well, that was me. That was me. I did that. I touched Jesus." And Jesus welcomes her back into the community. "Daughter, daughter, your faith has made you well." Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Stop being afraid. Trust in your faith. Keep trusting in the Lord. Amen? That's what he's asking us to do. That's what he's asked us, his disciples, to do last week. That's what he's asking these people who are coming to him today to do. Trust in him. Keep believing. Keep living in faith. Don't live in fear. Our problem is, with all the things that are going on today, lots of us live in fear. Okay. Our eyes begin to focus on the storm around us. Our lives focus in the waves that are sloshing against the ship. Our heads go down. We wonder, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And Jesus' words come to us. And he says, "Stop being afraid." Amen? Stop being afraid. Keep living in faith. Keep believing. Keep believing. Because our God is a great God. He's a God of miracles. Mark is trying to tell us that. He transforms the chaos into peace. He expels the demon, the bunch of demons, legion. Okay? and sends the demons to the place that had been prepared for them from the foundation of the world, the abyss. He transforms illness that this daughter of Israel has. But she hasn't felt like a daughter of Israel. She hasn't been part of the community. She's like a leper in that sense. And she's apart, she's unclean. Now, what's fascinating to me is that each of these people, the demoniac, the woman, Jairus' daughter, are all in states of uncleanness, according to law. But that doesn't deter Jesus. Nothing deters Jesus. Nothing deters his compassion for us. Nothing deters his love for us. Not any outward circumstances or inner circumstances or spiritual things going on. And so, stop being afraid. Jesus loves us. And he is here to restore shalom, peace to us, which means peace of heart, mind, and salvation. He's here to restore all those things. Now, the issue is we can decide that we want to live in chaos and focus on chaos and satanic things, or what? Where can we focus? Praise the Lord. Somebody back there is still with me. Praise God. We can focus on Jesus, right? And the character of the Father, who we see revealed in Jesus, the character of compassion, the character of mercy, restoring things, reaching out to help. Okay? If we focus in fear, if we're in fear, we're paralyzed. Amen? We're stuck to our seats. We're stuck in this building. Folks, there's no reason to be stuck in our seats, stuck in this building. Okay? Because our Father is God, and our brother is Jesus. Amen? And he's saying, don't get stuck. Don't be in fear. Don't be paralyzed. Because I will work through you for others. Just as I've worked in you, I want to work through you to others. Just as I've transformed things for you, I want to transform things for others. Don't be stuck. Oh, should we talk with that person over there? I don't know. Should we say something right now? Should we pipe up? I don't know. Stop living in fear. There's not much time. The time is short. Do not be paralyzed by fear. Keep living in faith. Can we put that slide up? I have a slide here of a mural, which is at the city of Magdala in Israel. It's in what they call the Encounter Chapel. You'll know that the Franciscans were trying to build a retreat center in Magdala, and they went down a foot and they found the ancient city of Magdala. Okay, and so all they have so far, because they have an extension excavation going on, is a chapel. It's a church with different chapels. In the Chapel of Encounter, there's a mural that's about the size of our indent behind of our reredos there behind the altar, and this mural fills it up. And it's just a painting of feet. Of feet and a hand reaching through to touch the garment of Jesus. What's happened? What's happened? Transformation. A miracle has happened. Because the Heavenly Father loves us. And He loves us in Jesus. Amen. He loved us enough to send Jesus for us. To take our sins upon Him. So that we could have that relationship with the Father that Jesus wants and that the Father wants. Their heart is for us. Amen. Well, right at that moment, after Jesus has interacted with the woman, and it is a moment of transformation, news comes to Jairus. Trouble the teacher no more. Your daughter has died. So in one moment, there's utter jubilation, and in the next second, immediately, as Mark usually informs us, things are happening right and left, there's utter despair in Jairus because he knows his daughter was near death. He had come to ask Jesus to rescue her from death. This does not deter Jesus. He tells Jairus, stop being afraid. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Keep living in faith. Okay. So they go to Jairus' house. Jesus puts out those who are unbelieving. Now, it's obvious that these are the professional mourners. They've already been called in. It's clear that the daughter is dead. They've brought all the professionals in, and they are doing their thing. Jesus is not interested in that at all, but he puts all the people who are not believing, all the people who doubt, out. And he goes into her room with just the few disciples and the mom and the dad. And he grabs her hand and he says, daughter, arise. And she comes to life. So Jesus is transforming the chaos that the disciples are in, transforming the life of the guy who's filled with demons and is living in a cemetery on the Gentile side of the Sea of Galilee. And because of that event, will become the evangelist that will bring the Gentiles to the feeding miracle that will happen on that side. There's two feeding miracles, right? There's a feeding miracle, Bethsaida. There's a feeding miracle in the Decapolis. Jesus is the bread of life. Not just for Jews in Israel, but for the whole world, right? For everyone. Jesus is transforming illnesses, long-time illnesses, that even the doctors don't know what to do about. Jesus is transforming. What do we have here with this little girl? He's transforming death. He's transforming death. The transforming power and love of God is here in this place. And Jesus is with us today. He offers himself to us in the sacrament of the Eucharist. He offers his body and blood to us, reminding us that he is our salvation. Amen. In him we trust. In him is transforming power. In him is compassion and mercy. Compassion and mercy that will reroute anger, that will reroute sin, that will reroute all this stuff by grace. Jesus, in his grace, is here. And he's here right now. And he loves you. And he wants you, as well as his friends that he sees around the Sea of Galilee, to stop being afraid and start living in faith. Amen. We have a choice. We can either focus on the difficulties and the chaos that's around us, or we can focus on Jesus and his transforming love. But he just doesn't want to heal us and leave us sitting in our seat, right? He's going to bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. Amen. As we heard in Deuteronomy, as we heard in the reading from Corinthians today, God is blessing us so that we can bless others. If there's an overflow of blessing, we need to bless others. Jesus is even concerned with this young girl's food intake because she's been dying for days. She hasn't eaten anything. And Jesus says, make sure you give her something to eat. And this is not a spirit. This is a live person with us. She was dead, but now she lives. Stop being afraid. Be living in faith. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.